Success, July 27, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. If we want to succeed in life or in any endeavor we undertake in life, we have to be honest about ourselves, which requires that we know the truth about ourselves. I might want to be a baseball star, but the fact is I can't hit a ball to save myself and have only limited talent as a fielder. So much for my career in baseball. I am better off going to the game and watching other people play. I know that. I admit that. I accept that. And so I don't waste my time or anyone else's trying to be something that I am not. Give me a game of chess and I am a real contender. Give me a bow and an arrow and a target to shoot at, and I will do fine. Give me a skeet shoot, or let me tend a hockey goal, and I will earn my beans and rice. I am even decent, though naturally height disadvantaged, playing volleyball. There are things I am good at, and I have learned to know what they are, mainly by failing at other sports. Many injured Americans are coming into our assemblies and stumbling around like hibernating bears, just waking up. They are angry and some of them are scared and all of them are disoriented. Those of us who have been awake a while are stuck with the job of helping them through the wake-up process, and helping them find their bearings. Then, we have to help them find a place where they can contribute to the effort instead of disrupting it and damaging it. And most of all, we have to keep focused on the game we are playing, or we will start out with croquet and wind up playing field hockey. Recently, two assemblies have been dissolved while still in the process of assembling. I have received no end of guff about this. I have had people whining that I've sacked all the strong leaders. Surely, this is a terrible mistake on my part? I know this will be a shock, but we are not looking to build up strong leaders. We are looking to build up a whole large group of good people, who are competent to stand on their own two feet and work together, shoulder to shoulder, for the common good of their communities, their counties, their state, and this country. It's a different game and a different focus than what people are used to in corporate America. Imagine taking a bunch of professional baseball players and teaching them to play shuffleboard. They are still great athletes, but it is a different game. It has different objectives. It's the same with our assembly process. So far as we are concerned, we are willing to admit that Adolf Hitler was a strong leader. Fidel Castro was a strong leader. Chairman Mao was a strong leader. But what good is a strong leader who leads you over a cliff? One who leads you to shove your neighbors into gas chambers? Hello? Strong leaders are part of the problem we face, and are part of a game we no longer want to play. As people emerge from the corporate world, they are still strongly indoctrinated by corporate roles and assumptions. They look around for the leader and they expect positional authority to greet them and shove them into their pre-appointed slot. They are not only expecting this, they are desiring this. It's familiar. It's comforting to them to be just a cog in a well-oiled machine, because that's all they've ever been and all they've ever done. Think about it. From CEO to paperboy, they've been cogs and wheels. Hi, I'm Jerry. It's my job to pour coffee. Can seem a lot easier than, hi, I'm Jerry, and I am partially responsible for this whole mess. The fact remains, if we are to succeed in rebooting our American government, we have to reboot ourselves. We have to change the assumptions we have about ourselves and about our world. Our assemblies are supposed to run on a completely different business model, and after 160 years in storage, it's a foreign business model to virtually everyone here. It's part of our job to learn and apply this new model, and play the new game. It accomplishes nothing to have the same old dog eat dog and cover your $$ corporate culture and hierarchy in charge of an assembly. Such an assembly becomes another corporation with strong leaders and gatekeepers and cogs and wheels, calling itself an assembly when it's not. That's not what we are here for. That's not what we are building. In the American government, everyone is a leader, everyone is playing their strong suit, and everyone is making it work. Together. There's a sign that says, "We may not have it all together, but together, we have it all." Don't let what appears to be lack of structure and authority fool you. The committee's structured business model of an American assembly has plenty of structure and plenty of authority and far more opportunities for individual people to rise and shine. In an American assembly, you have to know your abilities, accept your own responsibility, and find your own place at the table, and that is something that the corporate model doesn't allow you to do, but it is precisely what the American assembly process requires. Finally, we must all be aware that some people want a king to reign over them. They want to relinquish the burden and responsibility of self-governance to someone else. They are the ones desperately looking for a strong leader and a positional authority hierarchy to go with it. When you see this king-seeking behavior, remind them that there is already a district assembly and a municipal assembly they can join, at the cost of losing their constitutional guarantees, being forced to pay numerous foreign taxes, and being obligated to obey 80 million plus rules, codes, and statutes. There are also those who want to rule over others, and instead of looking for a king, they take charge and want to run things. They, also, don't belong in an American assembly. When you combine those who want to be king with those who are seeking a king, you have a problem, because both are foreign to the spirit and concept of an American assembly. Until enough people in your state assembly firmly know how an assembly is supposed to function and how power in a state assembly is shared out, there is a danger that the king seekers and the king wannabes will get together and create a corporate-style takeover. At first, such a takeover may feel comforting, because the corporate model is familiar and it allows you to relinquish individual responsibility. It's easy. It's the nanny state. But it's not an American state assembly. In both Michigan and Texas, we had exactly this sort of scenario. In both cases, albeit with different agendas, we had groups of people busily building a corporate model and creating power positions for themselves and going down the same old road to perdition. We call it the revolving door syndrome. We set the prisoners free, they rush through the door to freedom, the bright light of the sun hits them, the fresh wind ruffles their hair, and they are terrified. They want to run back inside to the safety of the familiar prison they've been in all their lives instead of facing the challenges of self-governance. Let them go. Experience shows that being free, even for an instant, changes a person. They can't forget what it felt like. It haunts them. And they want it, even if they don't understand it, and even if they don't want to go out into that big, scary world where freedom exists. In the end, freedom isn't for everyone. Some people need the structure and discipline that a nanny state provides, and that doesn't have to be a problem or a cause for controversy. We simply need to point them in the right direction and encourage them to join the district assemblies instead. If you see me standing on a baseball field looking confused, feel free to show me the way to the archery range instead. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.